每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月28日，认罪悔改。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了。罗马书5章8节。人更容易接受上帝的爱而忽视上帝的另一个属性。说实在的，被上帝抓住把柄可不是闹着玩的。上帝有爱，也有恨。事实上，如果没有恨，爱就成了无原则的爱。圣经告诉我们，上帝憎恨离婚、说谎、骄傲等各样的罪。箴言6章16到19节就说明了神对罪的恨恶，他要在烈怒中审判罪。大卫在诗篇32篇5节中说，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说，我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。从这节经文中，我们不难看出，上帝绝不轻忽罪。我们生活在一个对罪视而不见的时代。人们认为上帝总是宽厚仁慈，即便违反他的诫命，他也不会追究。人们很难相信上帝会憎恨什么，更不用说是罪了。卡尔·门林格博士注意到我们当代文化已经不谈罪了，就写了一本书，书名为《罪的去向如何》。要知道，上帝不会忘记罪，即使人假装罪不存在。上帝憎恨罪，因为罪若不被赦免，就会让人进地狱。上帝不愿意一人灭亡，乃愿人人都认罪悔改，回到他的身边。你怎么看待罪的问题呢？你有没有认罪悔改，接受基督做你的救主呢？如果你已经是一个基督徒，是不是又被绊倒，没有荣耀神呢？认罪悔改吧，不要再等，让上帝赦免你，回到他的面前，被他使用，享受他的恩惠。让我们来祷告。天父，我们的罪何其多，求你赦免，求你把我们带入你奇妙的荣耀之中。愿你的灵充满我们，引导我们一生远离罪恶。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 28th, God is love, but God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.There is a tendency to focus only on the love of God to the exclusion of the other side of God's nature. Indeed, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. God loves, but he also hates. In fact, love would be sentimental were it not for its opposite, hate. We are told in the scripture that God hates divorce. He hates liars, a proud and haughty look, and all other manifestations of sin.God has promised to judge sin with the fierceness of his wrath. See Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. David said, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Psalm 32:5. It is easy to see from this verse that God does not take sin lightly. We live in an age when sin is winked at, and where God is treated as one who is indulgent, soft-hearted, and understanding, and tolerant of those who break his commands. People today find it difficult to believe that God hates anything, much less sin. Dr. Carl Menninger correctly observed the absence of a concept of sin in our contemporary culture when he wrote the book, Whatever Became of Sin? I will tell you that God has not forgotten about sin, though some men may be pretending it does not exist. The reason God hates sin is that it is sin which, left unforgiven, sends men and women out into a timeless eternity in hell. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to a knowledge of Him. What are you doing about sin? Have you confessed your sin to God and received Christ as your Savior? If you are already a Christian, have you let sin creep back into your life so that you are no longer a vessel of honor to God? Confess your sin today. Don't wait. Receive God's forgiveness and restoration so that you might be of use to Him and enjoy His love. Let us pray. Father, forgive us our sins, which are many. Bring us into your glory, which is wonderful. Fill us with your Spirit to lead us and keep us far from sin all the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.